I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Impala Films presents Haunted, the audio drama. Season 2, Episode 12, The Children of Little Hope. Part 4 of 4, written by Jamie Evans.
Good night, children.
Okay, James, are you ready?
Are you sure this is going to work?
I promise. Did you get what I asked you to?
Two candles and a box of matches. I swiped them from Sister Roland's desk.
Good work, kid. I got this from the tool shed this morning when I was helping with the gardening.
So what are we doing?
Okay. Stay quiet and keep behind me. Stay low.
Carl, what about the other boys? Can't we take them with us?
Can't sneak the entire dorm out, James. I'm sorry. Maybe if we get out, we can find a way to come back and help them, okay?
Okay.
Hey, have I ever steered you wrong, kid?
No.
And trust me. Okay, here we go. Keep a lookout.
Shh.
That was louder than I expected. Follow me. Right. Give me the candles and the matches.
What are you doing?
This. I tore it out of one of Brother Gardner's books.
I don't know about this, Carl. You've never done spells before. What makes you think you can handle it?
As long as we follow the instructions, it shouldn't be that difficult. It's just a simple unlocking spell.
I don't remember this. Why were we here?
So close. Reach out. Almost there. Metis.
This way, James!
Oh!
James, get up!
What? Who was that?
James, what's wrong?
I thought someone... What?
They're coming! We have to go!
Metis is coming.
Coming soon, very soon, yes. Coming soon, very soon, yes.
Looking for this?
Ah, adding theft to your litany of crimes, I see, Isabella. Unless you've also a taste for dirt cheap corner store spirits, please may I have my flask back.
How many of these do you have?
Never leave the house without at least three. That's why I like this coat. Plenty of pockets.
If you hadn't run away all those years ago, you wouldn't have developed this little character defect.
If I hadn't have run away all those years ago, I might well be one of your Black Eyed Peas by now.
Excuse me?
It's a band. Dan plays them in the car sometimes. I don't get it either. Stupid name. My point is, I'd rather be an alcoholic than one of those creatures you're keeping upstairs.
You use humour to cover your fear. Are you afraid, James Hunter?
Well, I never thought I'd be back here, but here we are.
That is your own lack of foresight, I'm afraid. Your destiny never lay anywhere else. You were always going to end up back here with me. As all the Indigo children should.
Seeing as I'm here and you apparently have me right where you want me, perhaps you'll finally answer some questions for me.
Ask away. I know you've been burning for answers all this time.
Why children? Children? Why is it children? Why don't you do your sick experiments on adults?
Not what I expected you to ask first. Congratulations, you've surprised me. We find that children have the highest acceptance rate when given the Creator's gift.
The shards of the meteor from Silverpit.
That's right. The vessel which carried the consciousness of the Creator to our world. Children, when the stone is placed inside their bodies, have an acceptance rate of around 15%.
I'm sorry, 15%, as in 1/5.
Correct.
So 85% of the children don't survive phase one of your project. They turn into those monsters upstairs.
Again, correct.
And you think your cause is justified? With results like that?
When we give the gift to adults, we find that the success rate drops to a measly 0.01%. I'm sure you can agree. Results like that are such a waste of time.
I'm not like you. I don't view human lives as a risk versus reward business decision.
Itchy.
Be silent, Oscar. It's nearly your turn.
Yes, Oscar's turn. Make a round incision just above the brow.
Sounds like I'm in good company.
You'll have to forgive Oscar. His gift from the Creator is truly wonderful, but it had some unintended side effects. He is, how does the expression go, as mad as a hatter.
So let me see if I've got everything straight so far. At some point in history, a meteor buries itself in what is today the North Sea, but was at the time dry land. It hits with such force it physically knocks that small piece of land out of sync with the rest of the world, locking it forever in a splinter dimension, yes?
Correct.
At some point, some fellow named Alexander Lingard finds the island, whether deliberately or by accident, and decides that this meteor has some sort of alien creature living on it.
Alien is somewhat of a misnomer. We're not talking about little green invaders from Mars. The Creator is far more than that. Far more than flesh. He is beyond the laws of our plane of existence.
Wow. You lot have really chugged down the Kool-Aid, haven't you? Now it makes sense that you can't see why what you're doing is wrong, and you reckon the bloke next door is mad.
You can try to insult me all you like, Mr. Hunter. Try to cover up your fear, but it won't work. I can smell the fear coming off you in waves, it's so apparent.
Oh, you can smell fear, can you? Is that your fun little gift? Like Ruby's telekinesis or Carl's wiping people's minds. Oh, that reminds me, I've been dying to ask, what's mine? If we've all gotten benefits from having pieces of your Creator inside of us, what's mine? I don't move things with my mind or read thoughts. Oh, can I fly? Is that it?
You heal.
Heal?
Yes. You're more durable than regular people. When was the last time you were ill?
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. And how many times in the course of your adventures have you been attacked? You always seem fine again pretty quickly.
I suppose I do.
We took your bloods, all of you, when we captured you upstairs, just to check what state you were all in. Did you know your liver function is perfect?
Well, hey, that'll get Abigail off my back at least.
And with how much you drink, what other explanation could you have for being in such good health?
And what is the point of all of this? What is the end goal of Project Indigo? Why go to all of this trouble for so long?
Project Indigo is the first step in fulfilling the prophecy of unification.
And this prophecy is the central idea that all of your cult is based around.
Indeed. We are the Church of Unity, and it is our job to bring about the unification.
That sounds like it should be a good thing, but something tells me it isn't.
The vessel shall be only one. The conduit shall meet the vessel. Through death they shall both be tempered in the abyss. And through the conduit, the vessel shall be filled. Through the vessel, the world will also become one.
You're trying to find the vessel and the conduit for your prophecy.
That's correct. It's taken far longer than we'd hoped. As the prophecy states, the vessel is singular, special. Finding a compatible vessel has been difficult. But today, we will test some of the most promising candidates we ever had. You and your compatriots are a rare breed, Mr. Hunter.
Why, thank you.
We'll see if you're still laughing after the next phase.
And what's the next phase?
Remember how far we pushed you the night you killed Theo? Well, this will make that look like a cakewalk. We're going to push you further than you ever thought possible.
Sounds like a lot of big talk to me. You've got nothing.
Oh, no? We'll just see about that.
Okay, how do I get out of here?
Scoop our brains out and leave us hollow.
Well, you're a delight, aren't you? Can you hear me?
Hear? Yes. Everything. I hear everything. Itchy. Itchy!
What's your name, friend?
I know who you are.
Then you have me at a disadvantage.
I'm Oscar. Oscar DeWitt.
So, Norman is definitely dead now, right?
Yes.
He's not going to come crashing through the wall at the worst possible moment, gooey tentacles writhing from his body and try to erase us from existence.
The fire will burn the body and the corruption away to nothing.
Jeez, Abigail. Your mind doesn't have to go to some dark places.
What can I say? Too many late night movie marathons. Come on.
Don't suppose you brought any more weapons, did you, Eliza?
Afraid not. Those were the last two bullets. I have called for backup. I don't know how long they'll be, though.
Well, we don't have time to wait. We need to get in there now.
Stay with me. Keep your eyes and ears peeled.
You smell that. Death.
They were part of the orphanage staff. Cause of death looks like gunshot to the head.
Sounds like the Carl Trevino special. Oh, Abs!
This way. This corridor. Here.
How can you know that?
I feel sick again. Seems to happen any time I'm near the Black-Eyed Children or anything from the Abyss.
This is because you were infected with the signal last year.
Yeah, a lovely souvenir.
Okay, now this is strange. It's like frickin' Frankenstein's laboratory down here.
The place where they make the Black-Eyed Children.
That's why I feel so sick. Look. One wall of the laboratory was dominated by a large window. The modern fitting providing an absurd patchwork against the stone wall. The window looked down into a low-set room, really more of a pit. Inside, moving around idly, were at least 30 more of the Black-Eyed Children. Bile rose in my throat and tears stung at my eyes. How could they have done this?
Abigail, look at this. It's an outgoing email. Look at the address.
Carter & Co. As in the same company owned by Carter Stone, the American millionaire.
Yeah, there's an attachment. Anticipated results heading into next phase. Compatibility rates.
Ruby Williamson, 64%, unsuitable. Oscar DeWitt, 77%. A strong gift but mentally unstable. Likely unsuitable. Carl Trevino, 82%, possibility. Seek methods to increase compatibility. James Hunter, 93%, highest known candidate. Cassandra D'Angelo, 90%, good candidate. What is this?
Nothing good. Move aside. I'm getting as much data as I can off this computer.
What are we going to do about the children?
We need to destroy them.
What?
It's mercy, really. You've seen how these creatures live. The process isn't reversible. Do you want to leave them suffering like this?
Yes. No, I... No, I don't.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
God damn it, Eliza. Who are you?
I work for an organisation that opposes the cult that is running Project Indigo. We're called the Order of Babylon. I guess you'd call it a secret society. A very old secret society. We are dedicated to suppressing and eventually eliminating the Church of Unity and that thing they call God.
Oh, well, that explains everything. Oh, wait, no. Now I have a gazillion more questions.
They're getting restless.
Abigail, who?
The children. I think they know what's coming. I think they want it. I think...
What is it?
He was down there. Just for a second, the burned man. He was standing there amongst the black-eyed children, pointing up at me.
I don't see him.
He was there just a moment ago.
Come away from the window. The two of you should wait outside. I'm about to incinerate the entire room.
Are you sure this is what you want to do?
It's the only thing there is to do. These poor creatures have suffered enough.
I meant, are you okay doing it? It's a big burden for anyone to bear.
My job is to make tough decisions. Wait for me in the corridor. I'll join you in a moment.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just nauseous. I guess we can't save everybody, can we?
No, I'm afraid not.
Wouldn't it be great if we could, though?
Yeah, the world would be a better place. Abigail!
You're Oscar DeWitt. They held you prisoner for years in an observatory. I found your diary there. I'm sorry to say that I read it.
Read it? Read it? Secrets of the universe are yours to read.
I'm sorry for what they did to you.
The itching. Can't stop the itching.
What itching? What itches, Oscar?
First there was the buzzing. Always the buzzing. Bzz, bzz. Like needles in Oscar's ears. Yes, yes, needles all the time.
I read about it. You said you saw a constellation in the sky and then...
Not a constellation, no. Metis. Metis. She buzzed in my head. Bzz.
Do you still hear the buzzing, Oscar?
No, no. Buzzing. The buzzing moved deeper. Moved inside. Deeper. No more hearing. Only feeling. Feeling this godforsaken itch!
Oscar, whoa, calm down. Don't hurt yourself.
Make an incision just above the brow. Scoop out the brain. Yes, yes. Wash it clean. Stop the itch.
There's got to be some way I can get to him.
Oh.
What's wrong, Oscar?
Metis. She's here. She's arrived, finally. She has heard the crying of my brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters? You mean the other Indigo children?
Metis hears their cries. She weeps. Oh, how she weeps.
Oscar, please. I need you to try and make some sense here.
The conduit is female. They don't know that yet. Mother Marwood doesn't know yet.
The conduit for the prophecy. Harry Backman told me the same thing on Silver Pit. How could he know and they don't?
I told him. I see things and I told him.
How? You weren't there. You were locked up.
I am everywhere for those who are sensitive. No. No, not yet. But I will be. Soon. Metis is here, which means my end is near.
Get ready, Oscar. We're ready for you now.
Oscar!
My end is now. I've seen it already. Finally, the itching will stop. Finally. James. James, listen closely. Listen closely.
They think they know, but they don't. They think they know, but they don't. They think they know, but they don't.
Don't know what?
The conduit. She walks among us. They think they'll find her, but they're wrong.
Tell me who she is.
Metis. Metis! The abyss poured into her head and she survived.
Oh my.
It's your turn now, Oscar.
Not Indigo. Not Indigo!
Calm down, Oscar. There's no point in getting fussy.
Not Indigo, do you understand? Do you understand? Not Indigo!
Yes, Oscar. I think I do understand.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The children of the demon are granted mercy, my dear Metis.
I can hear you now. I can understand what you're saying.
You are so close. The moment is at hand.
Who are you? Why have you been in our dreams?
When you dream, be connected. That was the only way to contact you.
How? Why?
You touched the abyss, bathed your mind in it, and came back. That is a rare achievement. You are important.
Important? How?
Now is the end of me, and the beginning of me, the paradox I seem to be. In the ritual chamber I burn. Burn bright. Burn forever. Abigail, do not abandon him. No matter what they say or what they do, stay by his side. He needs you, and the world needs you together.
It's okay. I'm here.
My head.
Give her some space, Dan. She needs air.
I felt it. The children, I felt them all cry out.
It had to be done.
I know. And they were grateful to be set free. We need to get to the ritual chamber.
What now?
There's a ritual chamber downstairs. The burn man. He's about to die.
What is she talking about?
At this point, I have no idea. Let's go. Ah!
Are you all right?
Yeah, my leg's hurting. I think your magic painkillers are wearing off.
We better get this done quickly then. Come on.
Down here!
How do you know where to go?
I don't know. I can feel like a pull, just like Ravensdale all those months ago.
I just hope we're not walking into a trap.
We followed a corridor round and entered a large wooden door. Inside was a large circular room that bore more than a passing resemblance to a Greek amphitheatre. Concrete bleachers descended in stepped fashion to a stone floor. In the centre of the floor was an obsidian seat, almost like a throne. Every inch of the walls and ceilings were covered in arcane symbols, and the rear of the room was dominated by a huge stone replica of the Monus Hieroglyphica, the same one scarred on the chests of the Indigo children. We looked down from the top balcony and saw Mother Marwood standing with several figures in robes. Sitting in the stone chair was a man I didn't recognise, but he was screaming at the top of his lungs as the robed figures tortured him.
The etch! Please, please, make it go away!
Is this as far as you can be pushed, Oscar? Can't you go further?
The etching!
Nothing. Oscar, can you hear me? There's truly nothing left of you, is there?
Please, please, Metis, please release me!
Oscar, I do believe you've reached the end of your journey with us. Shall we see if you have what it takes to withstand the abyss? O Creator, heed the call of your faithful servant. I have fortified this wretch with pain and blood and death. The hour is at hand. The skin of this world is thin. Reach out from your cold abyss and touch his heart. Determine if he is strong enough to contain the abyss. I call to thee, the Grand Divider, creator of all worlds and demon of dispersion. I call to you, Karamzon.
Holy shit.
Stay down.
Oh my God.
Shh. I'm sorry, Oscar. It appears the creator has rejected you.
Metis! I am free!
Mother Marwood, at the moment of Oscar's passing, we picked up a huge pulse of psychic energy. Off the charts. I've never seen anything like it.
Perhaps in death he released all of the power he had left. It seems to have been for naught, though.
Oh my God, it's him! The Burn Man was an Indigo child all this time!
And we've been dreaming about him? Before he was killed.
I think I understand now. I think he was able to use every ounce of his power at the moment of his death to send an echo back, trying to warn us. Think about the dreams. The Burn Man always points and speaks, but we could never hear him. The signal was too faded, I guess.
Come on. We'd better find the dungeon and rescue your friend.
Which subject would you like next, Mother Marwood? Ruby Williamson?
No. Her results were so poor, I don't think we need bother. A disappointment, that one. No. Bring me... James Hunter. Begin recording next session. Candidate, James Hunter.
What happened to Oscar?
We're moving on from that, James.
What happened to him?
He was an unsuccessful candidate.
What does that mean? Is he hurt?
He's dead. He no longer served a purpose for us. The project must continue.
You're sick.
You know, James, I usually conduct myself with utmost professionalism. Or so I like to think. Yet I have to admit, I'm going to enjoy this one more than usual. Ah! Our leader, Alexander Lingard, doesn't like failure. If you only knew the punishments I had to endure after you and that slimy snake Carl escaped all those years ago. I always knew you'd come back in the end, though. I had faith.
Screw your faith.
No more witty retorts, Mr. Hunter? No quick quips? No sarcastic comeback? Wow. Now you really must be scared. Shock him. 3 seconds. I hope you enjoyed your years of freedom, James, because you won't be having them again. 3 more seconds. You know, for all your bravado, James, I don't think I'm going to have to work that hard to make you snap. I think your rage isn't buried nearly as deep as you like to pretend it is it? That's why you push others away. It's why you drink. And after everything you've seen today... Look me in the eyes, Mr. Hunter, and tell me if you think I'm lying. I've been running Project Indigo for a very long time, longer than most people live. I've killed thousands. And I don't regret a single one.
You are disgusting to try and brag about that. You're not even human anymore, are you? Everything human inside you has been hollowed out, corrupted, withered away, hasn't it?
Don't fool yourself, James. You are the same as I am. You've got that shard in your chest. You've drunk the black liquid and experienced its benefits. You saw what it did to them on the island, rotting away at them piece by piece. That gift of Coronzon is a blessing and a curse. Shock him. 5 seconds. Feeling vengeful yet, Mr. Hunter? Feel like getting in touch with your dark side?
I'm as cool as a cucumber.
Quite. Physical pain isn't the way to get you, is it, Mr. Hunter? I suppose that special recovery effect of yours helps the pain become a memory much faster than it would most people.
Put me in, coach. I can go the distance.
I think the way to break you is to simply force you to relive all that trauma that you try so desperately to repress. Like your dear old parents, ripped away from you in that terrible car crash. Do you remember that night, James? Not too much? No. No, of course. You were only 7. Probably don't remember your mother screaming as the blood ran from her mouth. And your father. The steering column had been crushed into his chest so he couldn't breathe properly. He was just sobbing, silently. A grown man crying as he realised he'd lost everything.
Don't you dare.
You can see where this is going, can't you? You know, once you're dead, I'll consider it a personal achievement to have ended your family line. That's right, sweetie. I'm the one who killed your parents.
James! James!
You're too late.
Carl!
Finally someone stuck you in a cell and threw away the key.
The copper. How's that arm healing up?
Well, it's fine.
You, I don't know.
And you're not going to.
Rude.
Abigail! Ruby! Where's James? They took him away. Isabella Marwood and some guys in robes.
They're trying to carry out the next phase of Project Indigo. Remember the night he killed Theo? Imagine that, but worse. We need to stop him.
Whoa, there is no we, buddy. You're a psychotic murderer. You're staying behind bars.
Isabella Marwood is a powerful witch. The only chance you've got of besting her is with Ruby and I by your side.
Absolutely not. I already made one deal with the devil tonight.
If you and this young lady are so powerful, why haven't you broken out yourselves?
You see that sigil on the wall there?
Yes.
A simple but effective power dampener. So long as it is there, we can't do anything.
If I let you out, we rescue James, yes?
What? Abby, no.
I swear it. We both want Marwood gone, right?
I don't trust this man, Abigail. Neither do I, but we're desperate.
No!
What if she wins? What if she sends James Darkseid again? Remember what happened last time.
Which is why we should leave and get as far away from here as possible.
I can't do that. He told me not to leave him.
Who?
The burned man. He told me no matter what happened, I shouldn't leave James's side.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I can use this flame to scorch the brickwork and disrupt the sigil.
It's working. My powers... a little more... Thank you. It's good to see you again, Abigail.
Likewise. How's he been treating you?
Oh, you know, mostly okay.
He has a name. Thank you for your assistance, Miss Corbin. Now, if you don't mind, we are going to go save James.
No!
No, 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 no!
You son of a bitch, Carl!
Calm down. It's not like I'm killing you. I just don't want you three getting in the way. Never send normies into a magic fight.
Carl, please! I'm begging!
We'll let you out again after we rescue James. Tatty bye!
No!
Who could have seen that coming? Come on.
What are you doing?
I don't know about you two, but I think his promise to come back is about reliable as a politician promising tax cuts at election time. I'm hoping these bars have been weakened where she's pulled them apart and put them back again. Just gotta get enough force.
I'll help. Abs?
I know. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't. Just give us a hand with this.
I must say, you're holding out much better than I thought you would.
You killed my parents.
And I enjoyed it too. I always did think your mother was insufferable.
You knew them?
Of course I did. They were one of us.
Liar!
Yes. Come on. Give in.
We're starting to pick up some readings, Mum.
Shock him again. You think you're so much better than us. But I remember that night you escaped. You and Carl left that poor Cassandra behind, didn't you? Let me tell you, James. She has suffered these last 20 years, and that is all your fault, too.
Stop it!
Everyone you get close to gets hurt, James. Your parents are dead. Carl will be soon. Cassandra suffered for all those years. And it doesn't stop there, does it? Look at the lives you've ruined recently. Abigail and Dan will never have a normal life thanks to you. You do know she hates you, don't you?
What?
You abandoned her back in Forsham. Ran away with that degenerate, Carl Trevino.
I had to.
I'm sure you think so. Don't worry, James. She won't hate you for long. When I'm done here, I'm going to find her and kill her too. And I'll make sure she knows that it's because of you.
Don't you dare!
We're off the charts, Mum!
Yes, I knew you wouldn't let me down, James. Let's begin. Oh, Creator, heed the call of your faithful servant. I have fortified this wretch with pain and blood and death. The hour is at hand. What?
Sorry to interrupt.
Hey, stop!
Get them.
Not today.
Ruby, your powers have grown, haven't they?
Indeed, they have.
You overestimate your abilities. You may be strong, but I've been practicing witchcraft for centuries.
What's she doing?
Watch out! The statue!
I can't hold it! She's too strong!
Are you okay, James?
She killed my parents, Carl. It was her.
Well, let's kill her. Together.
You fight valiantly, girl. But it's over now.
Yeah!
Ruby!
No!
Yes. Give in to it all. Open your heart to him.
No! No! I want to kill you. And that makes me sick. I refuse to be part of this.
Are you kidding me, James? After everything she did to us, doesn't she deserve to die?
The cost is too high. If I kill her now, I'll never come back from it.
You're pathetic, you know. You think this gives you some sort of moral strength. But it's an illusion.
Cassandra.
Listen to me very closely, Isabella. James may not have the will to kill you, but I do. I just want you to know, before I do that, I'm not going to stop with you. I will dismantle this entire organization. I'm going to tear down everything you've spent centuries for, and I'll use it for myself. I will find the conduit and the vessel, and everything you work so hard for will be mine.
I would expect nothing less from a power-hungry wretch like you. You're more pathetic than he is.
Say goodbye, Isabella.
Ugh!
Carter!
I see things aren't working out, Isabella.
A minor setback.
Lingard has had enough of your minor setbacks. He's asked me to bring you back to Silverpit.
No! You won't get away from me!
Sit down, boy.
This isn't over. Just because I didn't kill you, I'm still going to stop you.
We'll see about that, Mr. Hunter.
What are you doing?
Let's see if you survive this first.
Carter Stone and Isabella Marwood vanished, a black mist swallowing them whole. Carl pulled himself to his feet, blood trickling from a small cut above his eyebrow. Around us, the entire building seemed to be vibrating violently. Then, with a sound like a gunshot going off, a fissure opened up in the floor.
The building's coming down. He's trying to bury us. We need to get out of here.
Cassandra!
What?
She said Cassandra is still alive. We left her behind once before. We can't do it again.
You don't even remember her.
She's coming back to me. I can almost remember. I'm not leaving her behind.
Well, then let's move quickly.
We did it.
I think I can squeeze through there.
Me too.
It's tight, but I can just about... Yes, there we go.
Oh, now what?
Backup is here. They're outside the building, but... They're saying the building is collapsing. We need to go now.
We need to get to James.
But there's no time, Abigail. Oh, damn it, Abby! Ah! Oh, this stuff is really wearing off now.
Just a few more minutes, Dan.
Jesus, the walls are coming down!
James!
Abigail? Abigail! What are you doing here?
I came to save you!
No! It's too dangerous! Deputy Dan!
You son of a bitch! You've lied to us all this time! And now you're in league with him!
Dan, no!
Dan!
Oh, shit!
Dan!
We have to go.
No.
No. No.
No.
Dan.
Ow, ow. Oh, careful. Oh, that potion definitely wore off Eliza.
Don't worry. I've got backup here. We'll get you to a hospital.
Dan, where is James? What happened?
Abigail, it's over. He's gone full dark side. He's with Carl now.
He can't be.
He is. so sorry.
Look. There, on the opposite side of the crater.
Oh, good. You made it.
Where's Cassandra?
Stone and Marwood have taken her by the time I got there. The last Indigo child in their possession, I suppose. They couldn't risk losing her.
We have to find her.
I agree. We'll find her. Together.
Together.
Look at that. Your friend survived.
I looked across the crater left by the collapsed orphanage and felt a sliver of ice enter my heart for the final time that day. On the other side, Dan was being cradled by a woman I didn't know, and Abigail was standing, looking straight at me, waving a hand in the air.
James! James!
Let's go.
No! James, no! Don't go with him! James! James!
Starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter, Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin, and Luke Hunter as Dan Cowell. Also featuring Phoebe Elizabeth Royal, Leanne Herring, Eve Oliver, Benton Hodges, Rajni Hall, David Anthony Green, and David Gardner as Carl Trevino. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Three Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Opening and closing themes by James Crow. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next exciting chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.